Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio, where you can hear the hottest independent music in the world, and a couple remixes play. So, what we do around here is, we do interviews, play the hottest music, and we show got the hottest host.
Yeah.
So, let's go ahead and get into it. So go on, kick back, get you a drink, do what you do,
yeah,
and enjoy the show.
Let's go.
Hey. Where you at? Where you at? Where you at? Where you at?
Land.
Where you at?
Family.
Where you at?
York.
Where you at?
Yeah.
Monstrous Radio.
So what's up? What's up, y'all? It's about time for another edition, Miss Unbelievable, for Monster US Radio Podcast Friday Night Live. We get y'all ready for the weekend. We know it's quarantine. People ain't really going out like they used to, but hey, you can still get dressed up, pop you a bottle, and kick it with us for 60 minutes, and we gonna make it do what it do. So, all right, I'm feeling pretty good. How you feeling, Miss Unbelievable, this Friday night?
You know, I'm feeling amazing. You know, I'm keeping my peace at all costs. So that means, shunning you, hey, baby, you about to get shunned all day at day. I'm just saying, that's how I'm doing it today. Yes. I don't care if you're my mama, my grandmama, my sister, my cousin, my brother, my uncle, who you are. You will not. I said, will not. Disturb my peace. Hallelujah. No, sir. So, with that, I know my peace ain't going to be disturbed, but guess what? This song has been played, like, literally.
Oh.
Everywhere I've been going. Like, everywhere I've been going, right? Every time I turn on the radio, this song has been the anthem song of this coronavirus second pause shutdown. I mean, do you know what it is? Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Can,
yeah.
Can you hear me?
I can
did,
hear
did
you.
Did you get that?
But I was wondering
I
where you was going
voice.
With it.
Did
okay.
you know what song it was? To take a guess.
How was
see, you know.
For the enlightenment of the show, I'm just going to say no.
That's not the enlightenment of the show. The enlightenment of the show was you take a wild guess of what song they have been playing back to back on every radio station while the COVID number two is going down.
I only listen to MonstarsRadio.com. I don't know what they playing on other stations.
You know, I think we got this on there, though. And it goes a little something like, I do believe.
Special moment in history.
You put that song on there.
Definition of entanglement. When you're tangled in the sheets, girl, I know that we don't come in a relationship, but you're still fucking with me. Yeah, I'm tangled in, tell me you're tangled in the sheets. I'm tangled in, tell me you're tangled up with me.
I'm tangled in,
tell me you're getting what you need. Tangled up with me, tangled in the sheets.
Leaning on my shoulder, got a question in my willpower. Jaded by her beauty, but her reputation real solid. Morning now, the hallway, I can tell you how I feel about it. Caught up in the matrix, and I doubt if I can get about it. Living like it's no tomorrow, met your boy with open arms. Told you all my darkest stories, promise that you won't depart. Keys are over 40 cars, left me with a broken heart. Till I gotta get around, favorite artist was Tupac. Watch a movie, then we freaking tangled up, I'm getting deeper. Do this shit like every weekend, guess I'm just a little secret. Entanglement is when a mental lick can tell you trouble. Sad as part is I still love you just to keep it
tell
simple.
Me honest, baby. Don't want no strings attached. You just want a nigga that's gonna break your back. No, I ain't about to play with that. You left your man across from me just to pay him back. Don't you know that's cold hearted? What you gonna coming back? Girl, you're fucking with a youngin'. I be doing shit you like. Don't do no talking when I see you. All your hands up down. Going round for round. You want a nigga to take you down. The definition of entanglement. It's when you're tangling the sheet. Girl, I know that we don't tell me the relationship. But you still fucking with me. I'm on my way, yeah. I'ma pull up when he tell. He always see me and you fucking shit. Once he see me, he gon' trip. Let's be low key. Keep it. Girl, I know I fucked up your head. Let you down in here right there. Let you down in here right there. Oh, that ain't my girl, but I got the key. To the crib and see it pop. To the crib and to a heart. She don't wanna label shit, but she need me in her life. I don't have to label shit to get it in her life. We gon' keep it poppin', shawty. You my little sweet girl. This is lingerie, girl. I ain't taking no fresh squeeze. Girl, it's wrong, but it feels right. Girl, it's wrong, but it feels right.
I believe it. I believe that's one of the hottest, one of the most played songs right now. Mm-hmm. I can see it. Woo, because they was hot topic around the world. Well, at least around our little world. They was hot topic for a hot little minute. Yeah. It even got so, I don't know how to say it, but they even turned it into a way to throw out political views. Like, did you see the ones where something about, what do you call something something between Jada and Will Smith and August Alsina? I call it justice for George Floyd, Breonna Taylor, blah, 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 blah. You get what I'm saying? So they even used it for that. Like, So their little entanglement from a viral cut to a song. So, who knows what it's going to turn into? You dig? That's just going to be a new thing. So what type of entanglement y'all in? Watch, that's going to be the next new thing. That's going to be the hot new phrase. Oh, y'all in a relationship? Now we in an entanglement. Ain't this about a Friday Night Live?
We in an entanglement ship. They going to put ship on the back of it. We in an entanglement ship. Watch.
Right. Friday night. So what we got going on is unbelievable.
On the Who's Bumping Who's Getting Fat, we got Jessica White, Keisha Cole, Tekashi, Mailboxes, Kanye, and an ex-NFL star. That's what we got on tonight on Who's Bumping Who, Who's Getting Fat.
Okay. So that's what that is.
Mm-hmm. I seen this meme. Nope, I seen this post today. And I just want to, you know, tell me what you think about it. It was these young men, and they were dressed up, you know, as females, or, you know, in female clothes, and, you know, they were doing the poses like, you know, the girls do. And I'm reading the post, and someone says, oh, that's a lack of fathers right there. A single mother must be raising them. And then someone then says, oh, that's that independent woman that they always holler about. Okay, I got a little offended. And then I want to say something on the post. Because
we'll
why is it? Yeah. We'll get that later. We got offended. But they were dressed up in like ladies' clothes, and, you know, they were feminine. Why does that have anything to do with a mother raising their kids? Right?
Good question. You're right. Right.
So let that marinate. I'll tell you guys why I got offended. And then I want to know how you feel about that. You know what I'm saying? If you would have saw that and they would have been like, oh, they must be raised by single dads if the girls dressed up like studs. How would you feel? Would you be offended?
So we're going to let that marinate with y'all for a little bit. You know the discussion line, 563-999-3411. We'll let you know when we open up the line for you guys to go live. Just remember, when you're ready to go live, press 1, and then we'll put you on the air. So, ooh, sounds like we got a hot little Friday. You might not need to go out. You dig? Sit right here. We're going to keep it hot for y'all. Got a track to play? Oh, no. Sorry. I think you got some more tracks to play, didn't you? My bag, Liddy. Liddy, lit.
Is it me or is it you? Is it?
Because,
you know, it's still on me. Okay, well, you know, there was a lady who goes by the name of Adina Howard. Now, y'all may not know her, but we know her as one of the nasty queens from back in the day. Ain't got nothing on Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion. I just want y'all to hear what she got to say about how it's supposed to start off with how we got down before them. I'm just saying. What'd you think? Would you agree?
I just want to say, I wouldn't say nasty, because I think that's too broad of a word, because some people just like the word bad.
Okay.
Sometimes you could say it in a good way, you could say it in a negative way. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? We'll just
right.
say she was a woman who knew her needs or how to, I don't want to see, how do I say it? She knows what she needs to be pleasured.
Right.
I'm
going to
say in a more
elegant
way.
There we go.
Not afraid of her sexuality.
Her. Not afraid. This is Adina Howard. Freak in the morning. I need a freak at night. I need a rough man. That satisfies me. Adina Howard.
Okay. She's doing a show.
About
t-shirt and her panties on herself. Adina Howard. Okay. Okay, Liddy.
Hey.
How you gonna spin something and be quiet? Okay. Any more set up?
No. Huh? No. I was like, what we doing next? What we doing next? You know, I'm following you. You know, you joined the, you here on Friday night. You know, what we on?
Well, let's see. Well, I guess it's about time for some who's bumping who and who's getting fat, also known as the gossip lifestyle entertainment news. We talk about some of the same things other people talk about, but our commentary is a little bit different.
Anybody way different.
So, who's up first to get their head busted monstrously?
Okay, well, we got a breakup. Got a breakup.
Oh, damn.
Once it's over again. Over and done with. Nick Cannon parts. He was rekindling his relationship with model Jessica White. Homegirl has taken an entirely different approach. She's like, while I was on a roller coaster of emotions, recounting every new development in their short-lived second attempt at romance, she said they united. Then she's like, hold on. It has come to an end for the second time. She's here and is beautiful, draped in this white. And they're on it again, off again. Relationship. It's not as much different from the reason she's been done with him in the past. There seems to be discrepancies between his estimate of her worth and value in his life and how she sees herself. She says, someone who values you wouldn't put themselves in a position to lose you. I'm so blessed. I'm whole and ready to embrace a single life free of all baggage. I wish nothing but the best for Nick Cannon, but truly excited for the next chapter in my life. Someone tag Brad Pitt and tell him I'm single and mama has an abundance of pure love to give. Ha, ha, ha. And then she's halfway naked. Well, there you have it. I don't think I've seen someone have a whole one-sided relationship online, but we're living in strange times. But best of luck for love to this young lady.
Oof. I mean, don't get me wrong. I feel bad for broken hearts. People with broken hearts, I have a soft spot for them. You dig? But we on the podcast right now, and I don't get no fuck. It sounds like, to me, what had happened was they broke up. She probably was out partying. You dig? Getting her feelings back, finding herself. Found some good dick. They didn't work out. She got back with Nick. And his dick was not throwing like the other one was. And she's not impressed anymore. I'm just saying. They got kids.
You know, I'm not for sure he has a kid with this one.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Not
but that's
for sure.
What sounds like what happened to me. I'm not saying I know either one of these two people. But if you had to ask me what happened, I'll tell you what happened. What happened was, how you feel about it?
She's a typical, you know, person who breaks up, you know, with the guy. I think sometimes we have a whole relationship in our head of how we want to see things, and it doesn't go that way, so we become delusional when it comes to reality and the real thing, you know, from fantasy. I think it's hard to date someone like Nick Cannon who seems like he puts his career first and has a plethora of women that he can choose from. So I don't reading her comment is almost one of those ones who kind of must have a little bit of self-esteem issues for you to say, hey, I'm back here on the market, da-da-da-da-da-da. That's a self-esteem issue I'm going to hit you with, you know, so somewhere you wasn't secure of, you know, who you was in your relationship with him. Whenever, to me, you're dating someone with any type of entertainment or have, you know, any type of stature, you know, than just a little thug on a thug a bug on the street or a thug a bug from the usher board, there's a certain confidence you have to have. And whenever I see a response like that, it's to me, it's, oh, I got some value issues. I mean, we throw that value out, boy, that means you ain't know who you was going in, and you wanted him to define who you was. He didn't define who you was good enough, so now you out trying to define yourself again. That's what I heard.
Right. Also, I heard a little bit of, I don't know, like, sometimes y'all women, y'all do certain things, and I think y'all do it because you want, I don't know, I think y'all, maybe y'all want the dude to chase y'all, or I don't know if it's romantic or whatever, but I heard a little bit of that in there with a little undertone of pettiness. You did?
Yeah.
Pettiness and hurt. Reason why I say that, pettiness and hurt, anytime a woman tries to be like, oh, I wish you the best, it didn't work out, she sounded so professional until she got to the, and now, tell Brad Pitt.
Yeah.
Now you got Brad mixed up in some bullshit. He ain't got nothing to do with it. Now every time Brad sees Nick gonna be like,
right. And then you know you're petty when you put on a picture and you halfway naked and you turn, knowing that that's how you know you how you get them, you know, through
that's
your pics or how you look.
Yep. That's hurtful shit.
We're reminding you, this is what you're missing, and the sad thing is they know what they're missing. You don't have to remind them. They know what they're letting go. So evidently, you ain't got to say, I'm going to go get Brad Pitt or anybody else. They know what they're letting go. They can probably throw up a better picture of you than you have and say, I know what I'm letting go, but if it ain't working, it ain't working.
Right. Yeah, so that's what I heard. I was like, oh, look, she's an adult about it. She's really like, oh, wait, hold up. See, they go to shit. Never mind. I'll take back my endorsement.
It wasn't petty.
Give me back my campaign money. It is. No vote for you. Okay, who else we got?
Keisha Cole and Daniel Gibson reached a divorce settlement after nearly 6 years of separation and a whole new baby. While Keisha Cole was living a whole new life with old boy who she separated from, her husband, Daniel Booty Gibson, in 2014, she found herself, you know, not divorced yet. Whole new child, but ain't divorced. Their divorce was just finalized. They reached a settlement in nearly 3-year divorce battle and 6 years since they separated. The divorce petition Cole requested joint legal physical custody of her son. Still, the case would drag on for years. Cole stated publicity was that she wanted it finalized. The judge finalized it. This is the fourth and final notice. The judge threatened to fine the former couple if they didn't show up for court. Months later, they were both able to reach a settlement covering the division of the maternity, marital property, custody, and support. So they finally got it together after those many years, having a whole baby, her being in a whole new relationship. Yeah.
Ooh, so she got a baby by somebody else?
Keisha Cole by that little dude.
By the guy that she... So not by her husband, she getting divorced from?
No, her and, you know, they've been divorced. They've been separated since, like, getting divorced since 2017. They've been separated for a minute. And Keisha Cole, little boyfriend, you remember Keisha Cole, little boyfriend that she had the new son with?
No, I ain't heard about her entanglement. No, I ain't heard about that, the one that she had a baby with.
Yeah, we talked about this. It's that Nico Cal, and he's like 14 years younger than she is.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And, you know, Miles was kind of upset that, you know, he was dating that old of a woman, and We were saying how they may not be together now because that may have been too much on their relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So she may be by herself now.
Mm-hmm. That did bring up another thing that we could talk about on the Karma Cafe, though, that you were saying in there. I just thought about that. I mean, how does the child orders work during the quarantine?
Beautiful. Oh, they working. They working.
I can imagine some people like, no, you can't take the kid. It's COVID.
No, they working. They still have drop-off spots and everything else. Unless they're, like, being out of town, unless they know, the courts is still working and still charging folks child support. Trust and believe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. So, all right, we're going to take a breather, or we're going to do another one?
We can take a breather. We only got a few more.
All right. Well, let me see. Here goes some new Drake and Lil Durk. This is Laugh Now, Cry Later. I thought I could phase this into some of the stuff we was talking about, but we'll figure it out.
Yeah.
Right,
sometimes we laugh and sometimes we cry, but I guess you know now. Baby, I took a half and she took the whole thing. Slow down. Baby, we took a trip, now we on your block and it's like a ghost town. Baby, where did you be at when they said they're doing all this and all that? Tired of beefing you bums, you can't even pay me enough to react. Waking up in the crib and sometimes I don't even know where I'm at. Please don't pay that songs in this party, I can't even listen to that. Anytime that I run into somebody, it must be a victory lap. Hey, shawty come sit on my lap. Hey, they saying Drizzy just snap. Distance between us is not like a store, this isn't a closable gap. Hey, I see some attack and don't end up making it back. I know that they at the crib going crazy down bad. What they had didn't last, damn baby. Sometimes we laugh and sometimes we cry, but I guess you know now. Baby, I took a half and she took the whole thing. Slow down. Baby, we took a trip, now we on your block and it's like a ghost town. Baby, where did you be at when they said they doing all this and all that?
I'm in the trenches, relax. Can you not pay that little boy in the club? Cause we do not listen to rap. We in Atlanta, I buy her wig. She telling me Tay is the best. Pointed at who act like a killer, but you only one from the net. I'm like the baby, I'm not just a rapper. You play with me, you won't get stressed. Bring Drake to the hood. Surround Drake around. Even though I got a case, I'ma do what it takes.
And I never been embraced. And the money's hard to make. So I bet they on their face right now. I know that they at the crib going crazy down bad. What they had didn't last, damn baby. Sometimes we laugh, sometimes we cry, but I guess you know now. Baby, I took a half and she took the whole thing. Slow down. Baby, we took a trip, now we on your block and it's like a ghost town. Baby, where did he be at when they said they doing all this and all that? When he tell the story, that's not how it went. Know they be lying 100%. Moved out of the wrist and forgot about the bend. Now they just called me to tell me come get it. Now that boy off and I don't want no credit. If it was me, they wouldn't regret it. Left me for dead and now they won't get it. Yeah. Heart is still beating, my still eating. Backyard it look like the garden eating. Pillow talk with him, spilling the tea. And then shawty came back and said she didn't mean it. I know that they at the crib going crazy down bad. What they had didn't last, damn baby. Sometimes we laugh and sometimes we cry, but I guess you know now. Baby, I took a half and she took the whole thing. Slow down. Baby, we took a trip, now we on your block and it's like a ghost town. Baby, where be at when they say they doing all this and all that?
Friday Night Live, the new Drake, Lil Durk, Laugh Now, Cry Later. Don't forget the show has been brought to you by TellingMeSpeaks.com. Make sure you go over there, purchase the book, sign up for the newsletter, subscription. Do all that over there at TellingMeSpeaks.com. Tonight's show has also been brought to you by Elite Sway Management, Picasso Painting, and Monster U.S. Apparel. We are the Monstars. I am DJ E Monster, and this is Miss Unbelievable. And we're back with our entertainment news. Who's bumping who, and who's getting fat? So who's about to get it next?
Okay. So the U.S. Postal mailbox is removed in New York as Trump war rages on. Barack waiting on the postal situation that took a major shot. He said everyone depends on the UPS. Seniors for their Social Security, veterans for their prescriptions, small businesses try to keep the doors open. They can't be collateral damage for an administration more concerned with suppressing the vote than suppressing a virus. The former president says everyone depends on the UPS. The United States Postal Service truck in New York City hauled away mailboxes signed in the middle of a voters' war over mail-in ballots, a war raged by the president. The UPS mailbox removal in New York comes on the heels of a similar move in Portland and this week, which a Postal Service spokesman passed off as necessary because of declining mail volume and duplicate boxes in certain areas. Many Americans are growing more concerned as the president has been a foe of mail-in voting and the UPS in general, and recently made alarming comments about putting the brakes on funding. Trump also met with U.S. Postmaster, a longtime ally and supporter early in the month, and his increasing attacks on the UPS, and they made a decision to eliminate overtime for postal workers. Postal Service also removed some mail sorting machines. All this has sparked by big worries and outrage, but the goal here is to make delivery slow and in some cases impossible because of delays. Of course, the operating theory is that mail-in ballots help Democrats, and Trump will stop at nothing to blunt it. It's outrageous in the middle of a pandemic where lots of people want to vote by mail because they fear the safety and the safety of others. 45 Focus is winning the re-election by stopping the Postal Service.
Mm-hmm.
That's pity all time high.
I was even surprised that they was even allowing the whole mail-in vote thing, period. It's just, I don't know. Unless they made it where each one of those things had some type of both scannable barcode, or you know what I mean, that will go to each individual
mm-hmm.
Social Security number. Not to a name, to a Social Security number. Only thing they would have to do is make sure they verify these Social Security numbers and there's no dead people. They're not using dead people's Social Security numbers. But I don't see how that could really work with the whole mail-in thing. I mean, let's keep it 100. Somebody could be
ballot.
Right. So, but it's too open for I don't know, sabotage. They could have somebody sitting at the post office waiting on the things to come in. As soon as they come in, they take your thing and write something else in it, and then push it. We don't know.
True.
People, like they was talking about before, some people mailboxes, they had like a whole stack of mail-in vote things just sitting there. Anybody could have grabbed them.
Mm-hmm.
It's too wide open. I think they need it where people can go in, use your ID, and vote. And then to keep track of every person, you can scan it. And then that's the way how you can get a hold of each individual person at any time and say, who did you vote for? We're verifying records. Who did you vote for?
Well, as you know, our voting system has sucked. Voting system has sucked everywhere in America and beyond.
I don't care how it's going to go.
It is. It's just something else to distract the people. It's something else to put fear in the people. It's something else. It's always something. And because, as you know, African-American people, we so quick to jump on the bandwagon, is Camilla black or is she white, we miss out on stuff. We just miss out. We just miss out on what they're trying to do, and then we want to cry and whine after the fact instead of paying attention. We're so easily to get distracted by stupidity instead of looking at wisdom and what wisdom says. If they're telling you we're taking the mailboxes away, common sense will tell you to get your stuff ready to go vote. If you can't get there, then common sense will tell you, hey, let's start a group of people, and hey, you come collect from the senior citizens, and you put their stuff in the mailbox, and watch them put it in the mail. Now, will it get sorted? Mm-hmm. Will it get any of that? We don't know. How about this? Grab their mail, and then grab their stuff, and then take it to the election box where they are, and have someone at this district grab their district's stuff and put it in their ballot, because mm-hmm. there's a place where you can do that. But see, we're so unorganized, and we want to one-up someone. We don't pay attention. So this is one thing that we need to pay attention to, because not only does it affect the voting, it affects later what we need to do with our mail, getting our checks, getting our bills, getting our anything from the mail.
Mm-hmm.
We got to understand, these are people's jobs. These are people's jobs.
Right.
And regardless of how we feel, Trump, if he's supposed to be in there, he'll be in there, and if not, he ain't. How about that? Same with Kanye West, who uses private jet powers for the Montana ballot bid. Okay, this man, he did a team of petitioners working hard to get on the presidential ballot in Montana. Got rewarded for the efforts with a trip on a private jet. The filing deadline approached, entering this week. Kanye hired a group to get petitions signed to let the voters decide, utilize a private jet to make it happen in just a nick of time. Once again, he had people get signatures for him and petitioners, and he got over to a small group, was flown over to the Big Sky Country to hit up the more populated state. He submitted his 9,000 signatures, way more than the 5,000 required. Before winning his deadline, he's not across the finish line yet. Candidates file petitions with a county official who has 7 days to verify the signatures before sending a final count to the Secretary of State. Of course, they're going to find something that's wrong with him. If Kanye makes the 5,000 count required, he will be on the president's ballot as an independent and will be eligible to receive Montana's 3 electoral votes. That's right, 3 votes. Kanye is facing opposition because the ballot in Wisconsin, he's been booted from that ballot. He's been booted for the state of Illinois. Both states cannot validate the signatures. So what's next for Kanye? He's going to try Virginia and Iowa to get those votes. All he needs is one state to give him a shot. All he needs is one. And one state will probably be crazy enough to give that man a shot.
Yeah, it's always, honestly, all you got to do is hit the right group. Connect with the right group. Anybody who's really, really anti-Trump and be like, I need y'all to back me. But they're going to be like, don't you fuck with Trump. Or somebody who wants to help fuck up the system. And that'll be his little ploy. That'll be his
all
little ploy.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy. Well, we're going to see what he's going to do. Let's see if he's going to do like Trump and prove me wrong. Because,
man, crazy. All he needs is one. And then that just opens up the door to foolish fuckery and foolishness. It does. Just kicks the door right open and let the games begin. Seriously.
Man. Oh, he think they had people attacking him before. He really going to get attacked now.
Yep. Because now you done open up the door for the game that are you really ready to play? Because they don't play fair at all.
Mm-mm.
At all.
Mm-mm.
Okay, so here is the last one. Tekashi says, I didn't diss Nipsey. I love L.A. So Tekashi is feeling like Randy Newman. He says he loves L.A. and didn't respect Nipsey Hussle when he visited a mural of the late rapper near where he was murdered. He got Tekashi shopping on Rodeo Drive, where he was surrounded by his security team and flagged by tons of supporters as well as haters shouting obscenities. You can see the tension all on the street. 6ix9ine tells us everyone claiming he trolled Nipsey's hood by posing in front of the mural has it wrong. He says he loves Nipsey, which is why he kneeled and paid respects. Lots of folks are pissed at Tekashi's stop in Crenshaw because Nipsey was famously killed by a snitch. But he says his love for Nip is like L.A.'s love for Notorious B.I.G. 6ix9ine also shoots down rumors he was robbed while seeing the sights around town in his first time in L.A. since he ratted on his former gang members back in New York. And he's been met with a mix of anger and adulation everywhere he goes. Akron also rolling with Tekashi, but as you can see, they weren't sticking around with the block getting hot.
Something's gonna happen to that little boy. I pray it don't, but then you know it's just a ripple effect. Somebody do something to him, now they got to pay the effects. It's gonna take their life. Their kids ain't gonna be able to. You get what I'm saying? So I wish you'd just fall back. Just fall back, because that's all you're gonna do. You're gonna go out there and somebody. You gotta be careful what you do.
Like, he reminds me, like I said, of that kid who keeps poking the bear. I'm a poke until I find the right one that's gonna wake the bear up. And all depends. Sometimes the bear will attack you. Sometimes it'll growl at you. Sometimes it'll eat you. Sometimes it'll just go back to sleep. So we will continue to watch who Tekashi keep poking. Because after a minute, he's going to become someone that they're not going to pay no attention to. And just in that minute, when no one is paying attention to, the bear kid, here comes the bear. So right now, bank on it right now. Bank on whatever you can right now. Because as soon as your notoriety and all them go down, it's in that quiet time where you be reading, you be like, oh, dang, oh, it finally happened. He done poked the wrong bear. And the wrong bear would be someone who really doesn't care about their life, really doesn't care of the ripple effect, really doesn't care. Because they always find that one who just don't care. But he's too hot right now. They're like, let it die down. It'll die down. I guarantee you. Someone is strategically having a plan against that man. They're watching everything he do. And unfortunately, that is what lifestyle he chose.
Right. You hear it in his music. But, yeah. Crazy. Guys, that's the entertainment news for tonight.
That is the entertainment news for tonight.
Okay. Oh, I don't put it in here twice. all right, here's some more new music. And when we come back, we're going to see what we're going to do as we run it up again, wrap up the show. This right here, thing that we were talking about earlier about Megan Thee Stallion and Cardi is a new track, WAP. I tried to play
y'all.
The clean version, but I don't think this is it. My bad.
No. Make that pull out game weak.
Yeah, you fucking with some wet ass pussy. Bring a bucket and a mop. Put this wet ass pussy. Give me everything you got. Put this wet ass pussy. Beat it up, nigga. Catch a charge. Extra large and extra hard. Put this pussy right in your face. up your nose like a credit card. Hop on top, I wanna ride. I do a kegel, while it's inside. Spit in my mouth, look in my eyes. This pussy is wet, come take a dive. Tie me up like I'm surprised. That's roleplay, I wear disguise. I want you to park that Big Mac truck right in this little garage. Make it scream, make me scream. I don't public, make a scene. I don't cook, I don't clean, but let me tell you, I got this ring.
Gobble me, swallow me, strip down inside of me. Quit, jump out for you, let it get inside of me. I tell them where to put it, never tell them where I'm about to be. I run down on them before I have a nigga running me. Talk your shit, bite your lip. Ask for a call while you ride that dick. You really ain't never got him fucking for a thing. He already made his mind up before he came. Now get your boots, hang your coat, fuck this wet ass pussy. He bought a phone just for pictures of this wet ass pussy. Pay my tuition just to kiss me on this wet ass pussy. Now make it rain if you wanna see some wet ass pussy.
Look, I need a hard hit, I need a deep stroke, I need a Henny drink, I need a weed smoke. Not a garden snake, I need a King Cobra with a hook in it, hope it lean over. He got some money, then that's where I'm headed. Pussy A1, just like his credit. He got a beard, well, I'm trying to wet it. I let him piss, now he diabetic. I don't wanna spit, I wanna go, I wanna gag, I wanna choke. I want you to touch that little dangly thing that's swinging the back of my throat. My hickam is fire, punani the sun, he's going and drying, it's coming outside, yeah. I run on that stand, the cops behind me, I spit on his mic, and I heat trying to sign me.
Your Honor, I'm a freak bitch, handcuffs, leashes, switch my wig, make him feel like he's cheating. Put him on his knees, give him something to believe in. Never lost a fight, but I'm looking for a beat. In the food chain, I'm the one that eat you. If he ate my ass, he's a bottom feeder. Big D stand for big demeanor, I can make you bust before I ever meet you. If it don't hang, then he can't bang, you can't hurt my feelings, but I like pain. If he fuck me and ask who's is it, when I ride the dick, I'ma spell my name.
Yeah, you fucking with some wet ass pussy. Bring a bucket and a mop for this wet ass pussy. Give me everything you got for this wet ass pussy. Now from the top, make it drop, that's some wet ass pussy. Now get a bucket and a mop, that's some wet ass pussy. I'm talking wop, 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 that's some wet ass pussy. Macaroni in a pot, that's some wet ass pussy, huh?
Friday Night Live, and I guess there's some. That's probably some of the lyrics that they be talking about, and it's unbelievable. But they can be mad at something like that. I like to see when women really get riled up and charged up on some things that really get them going. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, I bet you them same dudes or them same guys probably wasn't complaining when they came out with Bitches Ain't Shit But Hoes and Tricks.
Right.
Did they? They wouldn't. You get what I'm saying? Da 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 da. Pivot ain't easy. So let them ladies do what they do. Let the girls get it in how they get it in. I say within every genre, there's different type of people. Some people are corporate. They might listen to some, let's see, corporate, maybe Tribe Called Quest. Or I'm not saying this is what they listen to, but y'all understand where I'm going with it in a second. Some people might be strippers. They might like Cardi B, Megan, or whatever, whatever. Some people are, you know, might work at a rec center. They might be into some Black Eyed Peas or how do I want to say it? Like the philosopher type, you know. I can't think of no artist right now. Big Crit. People like that, you know, so there's different genres. If that doesn't work for you, it don't work for you. It's like, what's his name? Lil Nas don't work for everybody, but he works for some people. Those he does work for, they love him. that's all I ever said in music. If that's what they bring to the table, that's what they bring. You don't like it, don't sit down. Don't pull up a chair. But ain't no use on running around complaining about it.
But let's be clear, there's some holes in this house. Was a 1992 track by Frank Sky, and it had a doodoo brown. It was a dance song that we danced off of back in the day. So all they did was put a female spin on Luke, you know. Man, you just can't. I mean, that was a techno. I mean, you just can't be mad. There's other people out here, like I said, who use their sexuality, their sensuality, worse than that. I mean, you men have called us females everything but a woman of God in every one of y'all songs. Where we can stick it, where y'all want to lick it, where y'all want to hit it, where, all y'all songs. So now that the woman is coming back and saying, hey, I can spit some lyrics just as tight as you are and let it sound sexy, you mad. Don't be mad. Come to the plate. Let's see what you can come up with. Let's see what you can create. But don't get mad for their creativeness and that they could take that old school song and put a new spin that, of course, we're going to like the lyrics. I just said, you know, something about that last Wednesday. Well, not this Wednesday, but the Wednesday before last when I was doing the spoken word. And I was, I mean, when I did the Ten Commandments, I said the exact, I'm going to say the exact same thing that Cardi B said. You know what I'm saying? So it's creativity. Mm-hmm. It's saying right. stuff that makes sense to your audience. And that makes sense to your audience. You got to know that's their audience. Like I said, the strippers, the pimps, the players, the street thugs, the, you know, hustlers, and then, you know, your background freaks. That's the music that they want to hear. Can't be
mad. Right, right. So, let's see. What else was we on tonight? Was that the other topic we were talking
about? No, the other topic I was saying, okay, I seen that post, and it was the young man who was, you know, part of LGBTQ plus.
Yeah.
And they, the comment was, they must have been raised by a single mother. And then someone else said, those independent ones. And I got offended because just because that they chose that lifestyle doesn't mean that they was raised by a female and that they only got feminine qualities from their mother. You see what I'm saying? I seen a mother mm-hmm. and a father raise a child and came out just as you know, choice, mm-hmm. chose his choice of being a gay man and is very flamboyant about it and wasn't ran, you know, just by a woman. It's a choice. And so for you to blame it on a single mother, how dare you, how hard we work, how we do what, when y'all decide to leave, how we got to take on that and know we can't explain, you know, to men how to be men, but we can definitely say the men that was in our lives, how we can say we don't want them to be, or we can give them, you know, send them to people who we know as men, but don't just assume that because that man decided to wear a dress, that had to do with anything about a mother. That was his choice. That's what he prefers. I seen a man raise up, like I said, and whooped his tail, try to beat it out of him, and still became a sweet, sweet. Okay? Has nothing to do with parenting. It has to do with what they chose, what they choose. Who they are and who they want to identify with. That's not fair. That's why I was offended.
Yeah, I feel you on that one right there. I've known plenty of guys who who grew up without a father in the home and still ended up, you know, I don't know, just call them straight, heterosexual male, however we say it. Politically correctly. Yeah, so I don't think it really goes down to that. I think what those people were trying to say, because they didn't have a male figure to grow up and see, maybe that's why, you know, because they're around women all the time. But I mean, I don't know. I'm with you on that one. I don't think it has anything to do with because it was a single mother. Independent type or whatever, that has to do with them and their sexuality choices.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it is in some cases. I don't know, but I'm with you on that one. I don't think that necessarily reflects that a man is going to be or a female is going to be gay because they're raised by one parent.
Right. That's almost saying, like I said before, that you, the dads raised the girl, and she don't have no ladies around her. She's just a rough little girl. But there's still a part where, you know, that she can be a lady. You know what I mean? She ain't going to be no stud. So, yeah. The lights went out. Did the lights go out where you was?
No, but it just paused for me, so I didn't hear the last maybe 10 seconds of what you said. I was just going to say, yeah, apparently the tornado sirens are going off here, and that's why I got a brief interruption. So if you're here in the Twin Cities, be on the lookout. There's tornado warnings here right now going on in the Twin Cities. So, you know, prepare for that. I would say one thing to make sure is, because as soon as we get over here, I'm about to shut down these computers. It is.
Shut down
your computers. Break down.
Break down. All right, y'all. We'll see y'all on Sunday for Inspirational Sunday at 10 o'clock. We going to have to be safe out here. lights are still going off over here where I'm at. So we'll catch y'all on Sunday, 10 o'clock. Be safe out here in the streets.
All right, there we go. That's our show for tonight. Right. Remember, if you didn't do nothing monstrous today, you could still wake up tomorrow and do something monstrous then. So enjoy your weekend. See you here Sunday. Peace.
Peace. Mwah.
Oh, and of course the background music runs out. Ain't that a bitch?